This is Akashvani, the news read by Hagiani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. He also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar worth around 4,600 crore rupees. In addition, Mr. Modi inaugurated a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Later addressing a rally at the Japanese Park in Rohini, Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for development of Delhi. He said these 25 years will see the country to become a developed nation. The Prime Minister emphasized for developing Delhi as the national capital of Viksit Bharat. Government has said that the draft digital personal data protection rules aim to safeguard citizens' rights for the protection of their personal data. These rules seek to operationalize the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, DPDP Act, in line with India's commitment to create a robust framework for protecting digital personal data. It also addresses specific challenges like unauthorized commercial use of data, digital harms, and personal data breaches. The center earlier released a draft of Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared the draft rules for consultation and sought people's views. The comments on the draft rules can be submitted by 18th February through the MyGov portal. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 received the assent of President Draupadi Murmu in August 2023. Union Health Ministry has said that it is keeping a close watch over the spread of HMP virus in China during the past few weeks. The ministry said that the number of laboratories testing for HMPV will be enhanced by ICMR and assured it will monitor trends of HMPV for the entire year. The ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi over the recent development. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, reassured the public that there is nothing to be alarmed about the present situation, urging people to take general precautions. In view of the safety of the devotees in Mahakumbh, a large number of Jal Police personnel have been deployed in the Ganga and Yamuna rivers. These personnel have also been equipped with advanced equipment like underwater drones and sonar systems. Jal Police is monitoring each and every inch of Sangam. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These include 10,000 regular trains and 3,000 special trains. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2-3 additional days before and after the event. The Mahakumbh Mela is scheduled to take place from January 13 to February 26, 2025 at the confluence of the Ganges, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas PBD Convention 2025 will be held at Bhubaneswar in Odisha from the 8th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said that the theme of this 3-day convention is Diaspora's contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from over 50 different countries have registered to participate in the PBD convention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the PBD convention on 9th of this month. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. Security personnel also became a martyr in the encounter. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. A large number of arms and ammunition, including AK-47 and self-loading rifles, were also recovered from the spot. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation to shared security priorities in the India, Indo-Pacific and beyond. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. He will also visit the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. The visit takes place just before President Joe Biden leaves office on January 20th, ahead of the inauguration of Dr. Donald Trump as the 47th U.S. President. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.